Christmas is come. It is the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, at least for me. I love Christmas. I love the month of December. But I just want to remind you why Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. It doesn't relate to my message for today. I just want to remind you. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. It is absolutely true. Not because of what's happening around us. Not because of what's happening in our country. Not because of what's happening in our world. Not because of what's happening your family, your friends, our city, our state, but because of what has happened. Why did God send Jesus Christ to his people? And what happened when Jesus came into the world? So Christmas, I believe Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. Like how we sing. It is the most wonderful time of the year. But because of what has happened. So anyway, so today we're going to read the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 12 only. And later on, at the end of my message, we're going to read another verse from chapter 1, verse 5. So if you have your Bible, please turn them on to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. It says, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is God's very word. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful just to be together and for what you are going to do for this morning. We thank you for those that are online and family rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, and kitchens. Lord, would your blessing be upon us, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. Unfortunately, the year of 2020 has been. And the year of 2020 has been a very dark year, not only for America, but for the entire world. The entire world is suffering from coronavirus. And due to this virus, many, many are losing their job. Many are losing their incomes. Many are losing their homes, friends, in family. Last week, I just got a news from my friend. On Monday night, he called me and he asked for prayer because he lost his wife due to coronavirus. The year of 2020 is a very dark year. It's not only that. See what's happening in our country. As you know, we had a problem with injustice and violent protest. And we saw the evil through what happened to us this year so far. So I think it is fitting to describe this year, 2020, as a very dark year, which I think fits the theme of the Advent that I want to talk about. Light that comes in the midst of darkness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what comes into your mind when you think of the word light? Is it a candle or energy? How about fire? The sun? But this is how I define the word light. So every time I think of the word light, of the signal of hope. And the story that I'm about to share with you will illustrate why I define the word light as a signal of hope. So what we are going to do today is to think about what the light does for us in this dark year and what we can see through it. In the past 8 years that I spent in Grand Rapids, Michigan, there are many places that do not have street light. So if you know the city of Grand Rapids, you probably know what I'm talking about. No street light. And at times, people would have problems with driving due to the lack of light. And this also happened to me. So when I was in college, not in the seminary, when I was in college, I used to drive down to Chicago a lot. It took about 3 hours to get there. After finishing my final exam, I decided to drive to Chicago. The final exam ended on the second week of December, and I drove down to Chicago. Once again, if you know the Michigan weather, I just finished my final exam on the second week of December. So if you know the Michigan's weather, you can already see how this is going to go. And after spending about 2 days in Chicago, I started driving back around about like 5 or 6 p.m. And I was faced with unexpected problem. Before I started to leave Chicago, I completely forgot to check the weather that day. It is one of the big mistakes that I've made in my life so far. I have many big mistakes, but one of the big mistakes that I've made in my life. And it was getting very dark compared to a normal day. So after checking the weather, I realized that there was a snowstorm warning in the whole area of Michigan, including Grand Rapids. So after about 20 minutes, my view was entirely white with snow. I could not do anything. I could not even drive 1 mile. And I was in an unfortunate area where there were no streetlights. There was no gas stations, no house, no rest area, no streetlight. It was very, very dark. All I could do was to put my car to the side of the road and wait until the snow stopped. But if you know the Michigan, do you think the snow stopped? Here's the answer. No. No. I was very scared. I felt lost. And I didn't know what to do. I was panicking. Isn't our situation in 2020 like this? I personally do not know what each of you are going through right now. what darkness you are in. But isn't this just like us? Stuck in the darkness, not knowing what to do, scared, and cannot move into any directions. When we are stuck in the darkness, we try to ignore the fact that we are in the darkness and try to find or do something that can help us to not think of the darkness that we are in. We also believe and tell ourselves that we are okay. Are there any of you who are stuck in the darkness but choose to ignore the situation and saying that you are fine? Then here's my question. Are you really fine? Are you really okay? In the snowstorm, I tried to cheer up myself. I tried to ignore the darkness as well. I did everything that I could do in the car. I sang in the car. I danced in the car. I did everything I could do. I did everything I could do to have a fun in the car. But the problem was I could not get rid of the fear. That was the biggest problem. I could not get rid of the fear. Even if I tried to do everything to have fun in the car. And I could not set myself free from this fear. It only got bigger as time went by. Likewise, every time we try to ignore our current situation, pretend that nothing happened to our lives, that will not help us to get rid of our fear. And that will not help us to look towards hope. Then the question is, then what can we do to look towards hope rather than fear? In the text that we read today, Jesus told the people about who he is. He says, I am the light of the world. According to the Gospel of John, it is the second of seventh I am statement that Jesus made. In the Gospel of John, there is Jesus' seventh I am statement. First, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. And I am the resurrection and the light. And I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the true divine. Vine, not divine. I am the true vine. And I am the light of the world. It is the second of seventh I am statement. And I believe that there is only one purpose to why Jesus identified himself as the light of the world. When Jesus say, I am the light of the world, when Jesus identified himself as the light of the world, he meant to be the true light for his people who are living in the darkness. He meant to be the true light for his people who are living in the darkness. And what does Jesus do as the light for the people? What does Jesus do as the light for the people? He leads them out of the darkness so his people can go towards the right way, towards Jesus Christ. Likewise, Jesus tells us even today, I am the true light in your darkness. As the true light, I will guide you. I will lead you. And I'll tell you where to go. So going back to my story, after being stuck in the snowstorm about an hour, I saw a faint light. I saw a faint light, and that was my hope. I was filled with joy at the fact that this light was coming, and it might lead to help for me to get out of this situation. So as soon as I saw the light, I put on my emergency signal, and I turned the flashlight on the cell phone. And as the light got closer, I realized that the source of the light was from a huge truck. It was really huge. And after seeing my emergency signal, the trucker told me to follow him. And the trucker guided and led and told me where I need to go with his light. Then, to be perfectly honest with you, I had no problem to drive in the snowstorm because of the light that came from the truck. I am the light of the Word. As the true light of the Word, Jesus will deliver us from the darkness that we are in now. And he will make us lie down to green pasture. And he will lead us beside quiet waters. And he will refresh our soul. And he will guide us along the right path for his name's sake. And even though we walk of the shadow of death, we will not fear, because the light of the Word, who is our Savior Jesus Christ, is with us. He was with us, he is with us, and he will be with us. Remember, when we ignore the darkness in our lives, when we pretend that it is not happening, we're not able to recognize the power of light when it comes to us. Just think about it. What if I did? What if I keep singing in the car? What if I was so busy to sing in the car, dance in the car? I might not see the light from the truck. He might pass by me. So when we ignore the darkness in our lives, when we pretend that is not happening to us, we are not able to recognize the power of light when it comes to us. Yes, we are facing a very hard year. Some of us may want to ignore the situation if we could, but it is not always possible. Sometimes we are just too overwhelmed by the entire situation itself. But rather than being hopeless, wait and hope for the light of the Word, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, during this Advent season. Rather than being hopeless, wait and hope for the light of the Word, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Wait with the hope that Jesus, who is our true light, will deliver us, guide us from the darkness with the brightest light in this world. Francis Bacon, the English writer, he wrote this: in order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. And when the light shines brightly in the darkness, it will not overcome the light. And let us read John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Because Jesus is the true light, Because Jesus is the light of the world.